Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. With many companies announcing mandates requiring employees to work in the office, our next guest company decided to do a study on the topic of the complexities of remote work versus in-person work. Rick Hermans is CEO and president of HireQuest, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Goose Creek, South Carolina. Rick, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So first of all, give us a brief overview of your company.
HireQuest is one of the largest franchisors of staffing and recruiting businesses. We have about 450 offices around the world, and we're headquartered here in Goose Creek and are NASDAQ listed. Last year, we employed about 90,000 people.
Well, Rick, go ahead and tell us about this study then and how this came about.
What we've been perceiving, particularly on our recruiting side, but what we've seen, you know, as we're trying to fill positions for our clients, is resistance, let's say, for example, either on the candidate side or on the client side to work remote. You know, some people want to work remote, some people want to work in office, some people don't want to pay moving packages. And so there's this massive amount of friction out there in the market because employees and employers often have very different ideas of the conditions under which to work. And one of the things that we saw too much of was companies were making decisions really based on not having any data. And so we endeavored to take up this study to educate both ourselves, really so that we could be a better resource for our clients and our candidates. And yet then what we found is if you speak to anybody who has any say-so or any, you know, in supervising employees, there's just a mixed bag, but everybody is engaged with it. And the part for me that is so dangerous about that, let's say, lack of engagement and really getting real data is, I'll use remote as an example. There's obvious attractions for working remote, let's say, from the employee standpoint. I don't have to commute. And especially if you're in New York or San Francisco, shoot, if you're in Charleston, you live in Somerville and you got to get to downtown, you start thinking how much time, you know, you get to save. And then you have some flexibility during the day. And a lot of people in our study, it points out, you know, they feel they're more productive. If you're the employer, it's like, gosh, I don't have to have all the office space that I used to have. This is great. If I'm recruiting, you know, now all of a sudden, instead of like, look, we're South Carolina based, we struggle to fill some of our positions because we tend towards in office. So our talent pool mostly is limited, you know, to the greater Charleston area instead of, you know, being able to bring in a CFO from Austin, Texas or whatever, and let them work remote. And so there's some real attractions. The problem is then you go and you look at number of months back, Nike pointed out, it's like basically that their creativity was cratering. And so, you know, you start thinking about it, it's like, okay, maybe I can save 10% on occupancy expenses by having people remote. But if my sales go down 10%, that's a bad, you know, that's a terrible trade. And yet what our study showed was that young people in particular prefer remote work. It's kind of funny. You would think, well, okay, you get the remote work and you'd be happy. And yet their turnover tends to be double. So they're not necessarily getting that happiness that they think they got, you know, by being remote. And so really the fundamental point of the paper is really, number one, hybrid seems to be a bit more of a sweet spot. But even if a company chooses to do a hybrid model, it still requires a lot of real thought.
Were you able to develop, I guess, a questionnaire or a list of bullet points or something for a company and or the candidates for the job to take a look at to help with this situation?
That's a great point. And I would just say to you, that's one of those things that we will be working on going forward. So that checklist doesn't exist now, but we are absolutely moving in that direction to continue to explore and really to see what companies have done to make it better. And, you know, research is coming out literally every week. We are going to absolutely stay on top of it.
Well, Rick, great information. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Mike.
Rick Hermans is CEO and president of HireQuest. He spoke to us by phone from his company's headquarters in Goose Creek, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage, and that will also include a link to this study, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.